In 2009, the legislature approved spending more than $700,000 on data collection to find out whether state law enforcement agencies were using racial profiling in making traffic stops. About half the money has already been spent. The state has also given counties thousands of dollars in grants to install computers and squad cars to collect racial and ethnic data for each traffic stop. This week, a Senate committee chaired by Republican Senator Van Wongard held a hearing on repealing the bill. Wongard called the data collection a waste of police time.
As a former traffic investigator for the city of Racine for 30 years, I can tell you that each minute of an officer's time in the field is extremely valuable. And quite simply, every mandate passed from Madison, however well-intentioned, leaves less time for our men and women in the field.
But opponents of repealing the bill say the data gathering will eventually save the state money and help reduce unwarranted police stops that may be occurring. Democratic Senator Lena Taylor from Milwaukee sponsored the legislation that made the data collection mandatory.
We need to literally look at the data, look at the cost savings. If individuals would have the courage to do what is right for all the people, so there will be justice for all, then I believe that we would do great in the state of Wisconsin and move forward.
Taylor says 29 other states have mandatory racial and ethnic data collection statutes already in place. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.